This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know there's been a lot of coverage of the tax bill here and elsewhere, but it's probably wise to remember we are all in a global economy, one in which today we learned that China is going to start its own market in carbon, a way to trade greenhouse gas emissions with the goal of cutting them by putting a price on them. It's a long-awaited announcement. A lot of climate change watchers were hoping it would have been a bigger deal. Right now, it's just the Chinese power sector. Other big polluters like cement and steel and chemical plants over there have been left out. But even with just electricity, China's will be the biggest carbon market in the world. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim explains what's going on.
China's timing in the waning days of the year is not a coincidence.
China basically promised to launch the market in 2017. And today was basically the last day they could do it.
Judith Shorter watches carbon markets for energy analytics firm ICIS. She says it's a big announcement with a slow rollout. That's because a working carbon market needs three things. One,
you need to know how much everybody emits in carbon. And in China, that system isn't in place yet fully.
You also need a system to register the emissions.
That registry doesn't exist.
And finally, of course, the actual mechanism to trade allowances.
As you might guess, that also doesn't exist.
What might China's price on carbon be? Renping Song is with the World Resources Institute. He says earlier regional programs in China saw prices hover at about
$5 to $6 per ton of carbon emitted. But, you know, that may change because it's a national scheme now.
So a lot to be figured out. But he says a measured pace may be good if it helps balance emissions reductions with economic growth. Paula DePerna is with the Carbon Disclosure Project. She says the new market will make China way more transparent, emissions-wise.
It will, by definition, have to bring China to standard best practice, international veracity, all kinds of financial accounting will gradually have to apply to the cap and trade.
Though it'll grow slowly and steadily, China's new carbon market is a clear way to show off global leadership. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.